see that? Ah, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you for holding. Is this Joseph?
Yeah, how's it going, Joseph?
Hey, it's going good. My name's John. I'm the director here. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad.
Sorry, I just seen a motorcycle guy driving down the road without a shirt on, but a spare tire around his waist. Like, literally, an actual spare tire.
Only in Florida, yeah. Man.
Florida man.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, I was telling the lady, I was telling her that I was on Google Business and I did all that myself and I was ranked number one. I had over 55 star reviews. Mm-hmm. And then I got caught up in that bug that went through Google 6 or 8 months ago where over a million businesses got delisted.
Yep.
And I never got any of my reviews back, but I got relisted and got a new postcard and did all that and got myself back up and running. So I've only been back on Google for, 6 months?
Yeah, and you got 18 five-star reviews on the new listing. It looks like they deleted the old one with the 50-plus reviews. They usually do that, though. They usually do a name, address, and phone number audit when you register a business or another business page with the same number or address. Or business name, if they could see that you have two of them, they'll delete the older one. That way you don't have, like, a duplicate.
Well, it was already deleted. I just don't know what happened to all my reviews.
Well, that's what happens is, like, it's in, like, a holding. It's not deleted. It gets suspended first. But instead of unsuspending that one, there was a whole other one created, and that's what led to that one actually being deleted now. Yeah.
So they delete all your reviews and everything?
They delete the whole profile. They can't verify that it's legit. I mean, they got people, you know, pass away, their businesses go out of business and stuff, and they just delete them, you know? They don't float them around the internet.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't they just send me a thing in the mail or... Anyway, that's not why you're calling.
No, I hear you. Like, a lot of times when you're working with a Google partner like us, we will give you the notification or we'll send you the form just so that you can unsuspend the listing and get it back. But I don't know if you were working with somebody at the time or what led to that. But Google won't usually call you directly about these things. It's usually you have to have a marketing guy in-house monitoring it for you or be working with a Google partner that's monitoring it for you.
Yeah, I think what happened was I got caught up with the group of people and they all got deleted and Google didn't have an explanation for it and that was the case because we tried to get it unsuspended and they didn't have anything to unsuspend. They were like, no, whatever. So we just went through and...
I mean, you're verified now. All we'd have to do now is, like, have you secure the Google Places placement and then do an advanced verification where they have you, like, send in...
Okay, like, so you guys do Google Places?
Yeah, it's a Google Places placement that we were calling you about. We do ads and Google Guarantee, too, but we were calling about Google Places.
Okay, and that's different than Google Business.
Well, no, the Google Business profile is what shows in that Google Places section. So we actually go into the back end of your Google Business profile, do an optimization and some algorithm updates, and that's what's going to move you to the first page of the search results. So what people are seeing in that Google Places section is a condensed form of your Google Business page. They'll be able to see, like, your website link, your reviews, everything, like, on your regular Google Business profile. It'll just be condensed and to fit into that space.
Right.
Does that make
sense?
And
then is that like an advertisement type thing, or it's a pay-per-click, or is
no, it's not pay-per-click.
More like a back page. It's more page where all my information is optimized and in one place.
Right. So it works almost like traditional.
That show up. So what happens when I stop your services? Does that page go away, or does it stay there
and
just doesn't get optimized anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't get optimized anymore. So if you're not doing the updates, though, on the back end of your Google Business profile, you'll rotate off the first page of the search results. So they'll still be able to see, like, your Google Business page like you have now if I look up Victory Stump Grinding. But if I just look up Stump Grinding, you won't be there anymore as a top recommended.
Well, I still show up. I just might not be number one.
Well, you won't be on the first page.
Organically show up as it is.
Right. But you won't be on page one as a top recommended option in that Google Places section.
Well, I mean, just because, once you get on page one and you have good reviews, you kind of, I mean, like, I've been using Google for, long time. So once you get there and you're optimized, it's not that you just go away the next day.
No, you don't go away.
If you're optimized properly, you should be able to stay there. I mean, it's not like
if the competitors in your industry don't have somebody doing their marketing and you have still the most up-to-date listing, then your listing will stay up there for sure. But if we start working with somebody else and they implement the updates, whether they have 2 reviews and you have 200, you know, if their listing is the most up-to-date and has the relevant information that Google's requesting in the algorithm, they're going to end up being up there and you're not. That's what will happen. It'll rotate off. But sometimes
you'll just fall back a couple spots, but you don't fall off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't disappear.
So like if 2 guys hire you or somebody else, my market, then we're competing with them. But usually, I mean, in my industry, it's not something, you know, these guys don't even have websites. I'd say 85% of the guys that I do business, that are in my industry don't even have websites. They got a Facebook page and that is it.
Yeah, some of them do that on purpose. And you're looking. But the ones that are there right now, is like always
the tree company.
Yeah. Yeah, Holston Tree Service, they got a site, Always Fair Tree Care. And then you got the Google Guarantee guys, Bye-Bye Branch, Diversified Properties, Tri-State Tree Services.
Yeah, the Google Guarantee is...
pay for lead.
They pay for the leads, right?
Yeah, they pay
for
leads.
That's like the Angie leads.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of those. I like these Google Places ones because it's one flat monthly rate and you can get 100 calls, your bill's the same. You don't got to worry about things changing or popping up on you. You know exactly what you're spending.
Yeah. Well, and then if I do it for a few months versus, you know, continuously, you know, because I know it's not a ton of work in the back end for you guys.
It's a lot of it's automated, actually.
I don't cut trees down. What's that?
A lot of it's automated now, actually. We're a Google partner, so, like, you know, they tell our server the algorithm update, and then it just goes in and does it to our clients. Like, you know, unless you're having, like, an anomaly, our customer service department doesn't really get blown up with a lot unless, like, something crazy is happening. It's very rare,
right,
though. Yeah.
So. Sorry.
A lot of it's going to be automated.
What's the cost monthly?
Well, I actually want to ask you about that. So you're doing Facebook currently? Are you doing like Facebook ads or just Facebook?
I don't do any advertisement. I do word of mouth and then organic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have a platinum package. I mean, you do have your own website and everything. So, I mean, you're not completely like out of it.
No.
Yeah.
And I just do a lot of, we do a lot of word of mouth. I work for those tree guys. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot. If there's overflow, that you guys usually subcontract out to each other. People always think it's like competing, but really the top guys have like a little network, and then they just kind of will subcontract out to each other and take some off the top.
I subcontract for 3 or 4 different tree companies here in Northwest Florida. Probably more than that.
So your pricing is going to come down to, like, if we use your website that you already have, cover a 30-mile radius for 15 keyword terms or phrases, and this is trying to start as small as possible, and you don't want to do Facebook ads, I could do it at $199. If you want to do with Facebook ads, I could do it for $249, but they'll put $100 into your Facebook ads, which actually gets you through the whole month without you incurring any additional costs. Now, when I look at my
$249 a month, and that gives me $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Yeah, but then the $149 is going to go towards your local listing and having the Google Places placement tracking system, review monitoring, the popular directory submissions, etc. You already have a lot of the directory submissions, as if you've done something like this before in the past.
What's up, Ben? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, bro. Yeah, what's up, brother? I'm taking the boys up.
Okay.
Sweaty and hot. Yeah. Yeah. Corey came by and he looked at the job. So.
Yeah, he did. I got his estimate. Gonna submit that on Monday.
How about, he called me and he asked me and I was like, man, it's a business.
Yeah. But, hey, I thought it was still pretty fair.
Pretty fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For haul off and everything.
Because otherwise it's just gonna be an easy crowd of sledgehammer and go out there and see what I can do.
Good luck. Yeah.
I mean, we got a skid steer, but still. I always want to be on that thing with a skid steer.
I would.
Yeah?
I don't see why you, I mean, if you guys have a skid steer, that's pretty much what he's going to end up doing.
No, we do have a skid steer.
Yeah. You
know. But hauling it off and everything and then grading it down?
Yeah, grading it down, but, I mean, I could talk to you about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think I should get myself in if I got a skid steer?
If you know how to operate it.
Anyway,
don't let Jody do it. Who wrote that? No, who was it last time? Can't remember who it was when we were cutting that tree down at Pastor's house.
Oh.
He took out my fender.
Oh,
and blew out two of my tires. I was like, good grief, dude. Like, this Rita's like, I'll pay for it. I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, ah, wait. I was like, get out of this truck. I told him, I said, get out of this ditch here. I'm in charge. All right, buddy. Love you, man. Have a good day. Sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, you guys sound like my brother. You say Semper Fi?
Yeah.
Right on. You guys Marines?
I was. Yes, sir.
Nice. Thank you for your service. Man, I grew up right next to Camp Pendleton. My brother was a Marine.
Okay.
I have two brothers. One was a Marine. The other one was Army Ranger. I'm the only one that didn't go in the service.
Yeah. Who's that freaking guy out in Billy Jean? You ever
We're
heard of Billy
here?
Jean? Or Billy, yeah, out there in Southern California. Billy, he does that viral marketing stuff.
I haven't heard of him.
Oh, God. You'd hear of him. He's, like, stupid famous. I don't know. Well, if you're from there, you'd hear of him,
Oh, yeah. No, the AI marketing guy, Billy Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see what you're talking about, how to make millions with paid marketing. The black guy?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
He's a trip. He's a trip, dude. He's right down there in San Diego.
No, he endorses Google advertising. That's interesting. I see on here. SEO marketing. But he tries to avoid going through Google. Those are the kind of guys that Google doesn't like.
Yeah, but he made me a lot of money, and I didn't have to pay him a dime. He actually paid me to show up.
Yeah,
I had a business. We lived in San Diego, so I had a business in San Diego.
Right now we're in Orange County, so we're calling you from like Newport Beach, Orange County area. Yeah, but I go down to San Diego all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to do it more when the Chargers were down there, but
yep.
They tore down that stadium.
That's why I sold my business.
Oh, yeah?
I was 3 miles from the stadium and took care of all the players.
Nice. Yeah, so you're a Charger fan then?
Oh, I'm a Lions fan.
Oh, poor guy. If there's one thing worse, that might be it right there. They look pretty good, though. I ain't going to lie. Both those teams are looking pretty nice. Jared Goff kind of turned them around.
Yeah, he did. And then he left the Rams with the Matthew Stafford, and it looks like he's coming off of the – he's falling off.
Yeah, I think he's done, actually. They did get that quarterback from Georgia. He might be able to do something. The one that got those two national championships back-to-back. But, yeah, Stafford's falling apart.
Stetson
Bennett, yeah. But I'm a Justin Herbert fan. We got Jay Herbo.
That guy came out of nowhere. I did not see him coming. I like the Chargers. They're good teams. They're good
I
people.
Went to their training camp.
I don't care for the ownership, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Spanos family sucks.
It cost me a tremendous amount of money with them not staying.
Yeah. We're going to their season opener on the 10th. They're playing the Dolphins, actually, at SoFi Stadium out here. Yeah, it should be a hell of a game.
Never should have let Hunter Henry go. You guys should have re-signed him.
You know what's crazy? Me and my brother argue about that all the time. He loved Hunter Henry so much. I actually met him outside. He's a big dude. Country boy.
And he doesn't drop the ball very often.
Yeah, no, I know. That guy Gerald Everett, he can catch. The problem with Hunter that he was so good is he could block too. A lot of tight ends can't block. Yeah.
And he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
No,
he's got good character. I knew him really well. He used to come into my office every day.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps. I met him out here a couple of times. He used to actually, like the training facility is like borderline Costa Mesa in Newport. So when they were first moving over here, he was over here all the time. Like, we'd see him across the street. I'd see him out at this, like, local bar. It's, like, right on the water, and he'd be there with a bunch of his guys. But all the guys that he would roll with were, like, from Arkansas, you know, the country guys.
Yep.
So they just roll together. They got their blue jeans on, you know, button-up shirt, real formal, good manners, you know what I mean? I was like, man, these are they're quality people, you know? And he was nice as hell, you know? He goes, oh, you're a Charger fan, Hunter Henry? He came and introduced himself, and can I get you a drink? You know, even offered to buy us drinks. And, I was like, no, man.
He grew up in the church. Oh, his dad's a pastor.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. They were out there drinking, though.
The world would get a hold of you.
No, it's okay. Nothing wrong with that. My grandfather was Secret Service, and then he went to the Hell's Angels after he chauffeured Eisenhower. So he went from being in the Secret Service to a biker gang, and then he was born again for, like, the last 30 years of his life before he croaked, you know? So.
There's a life for you, eh?
Yeah, he'll forgive us. He's got to repent. I try to tell my brother that all the time. My brother's all stuck in Valhalla. They sent him to Iraq and Afghanistan from 10 to 16. He thinks he should have been gone already. He's struggling. Got all kind of PTSD. Yeah, he's a Tomahawk. He was like first in 26. Tomahawk.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was in it. Got deployed twice.
He was in it.
To Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah, he's got some demons for sure. And then I've tried to tell him to get some natural medication instead of all this Paxil and PTSD meds they try to put him on, make him a zombie. Anyway, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's sad. It's sad, but he'll be all right. You know, he didn't lose anything. Almost all the guys in his platoon, like, they either like passed away or they're missing an arm or a leg.
Yeah.
But
best thing for him is going to be sticking with finding him a good therapist, good counselor to talk to, you know.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
Staying
usually.
On top of that, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
that's little brother
usually though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually me.
Well,
yeah,
it's good that you got that for at least.
That.
That's what we need the most is somebody to talk to about.
Yeah. No, I already know. I don't let either of them.
To transfer.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's hard to get the mentality changed and everything, and then when you're dealing with, I don't deal with people really well because it's like, man, you're a freaking idiot.
Yeah, my brother's both of them are very short-tempered, both seeing a lot of crap. My cousin was doing CAS evac out there with them, so they were out there together at the same time, and he struggles a lot, too. He's like, I see their faces in my sleep, and they both got kids now, and, you know. But that's a whole nother problem. I'm just happy they came back alive, but that doesn't really, they're definitely not the same.
Well, then you have survivor's guilt that you got to deal with, so.
Yeah, and my brother was freaking out, like, last year, and they pulled out, and they left all the, a bunch of his paperwork
stuff
over
that we fought for.
Yeah, well, all his paperwork was over there and stuff, too, so he's like, they know who I am, and, you know, he was so paranoid, like, they're going to find me. I'm like, bro, chill out, you're fine, you're home, like, nothing's going to happen, like, nobody's coming over here, they don't want these problems.
No.
Yeah.
They don't want you.
Yeah, they don't want you. They're not going to come over and try to cross over to American soil to get you, bro, you know, like, it's not going to happen. It's going to be for a lot of other things. Yeah, it's just hard to kind of talk him out of it. And then even when they discharged him because his unit, they ran over an IED. And so they discharged him. Yeah, but he's fine. Like, you know, even though they ran over, he just, I guess, like, maybe he's got some issues that they can't see. I don't know. But they wouldn't let him get back. And then he was trying to go back. Like, he was constantly, like, trying to fight it. And they just wouldn't let him go back. So, and that was 2016.
Yeah.
So, still 7 years later dealing with it. But,
That's hard.
Thank you for your service, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
So,
we're looking at $249. I get $100 in Facebook ads. What all kind of control do I have to give you to my stuff?
Well, the Facebook is a business profile, so you just add us as manager. We don't actually take, like, full ownership to it. We just get access to it with your permissions. So we show you how to do that. We send you a link, and you add us. Same thing with your Google business profile. You just add us as manager. You'll see there's a space in there where you can have one person managing your Google business profile at a time. So
right.
We'll fill that slot, and then we'll go in and do our thing, get the optimization going. The Facebook's like a bi-weekly posting on there, and it gets remarketed. So anybody that's looked up any of your services, let's say they searched on another platform and then they jumped on Facebook, you'll pop up to them as like a pop-up on their screen. And then also, if they're doing an active search on Facebook, which is a little less common, but if they are doing an active search on Facebook for any of your services, you'll be there as well.
So how much time am I spending on, are you guys spending on my profile monthly, I guess? What all are you doing different?
From a manual perspective, not a ton from a manual perspective. Like I said, a lot of it's set up as automations. Unless there's like a real significant issue or you want something tweaked, like you notice some services are being searched more than others or some keywords and you want to swap them out, that's something that we get in there and manually do. But for the most part, the algorithm updates are fed into our back-end system. So all of our clients get the algorithm updates at the same time, and that's what maintains their placements.
And what kind of keywords are you thinking of using? Because, I mean,
we do keyword
all
research.
All I do is stuff.
Every client goes into a client interview. So if you told me, hey, you want to give it a shot and at least try it for 30 days, move forward with it, I would schedule your client interview. It would have to be for Monday. Because we get out of here in about an hour. But we'll circle back on Monday, and then we'll go over all the keywords. We'll have, you know, top are the keywords that are searched the most, but we want to make sure it's relevant to you, you know. You can't just go, oh, this guy's in this industry, so, you know, throw him up there for all of this. But we'll pull.
Right. I mean, there's really only two keywords for me, so am I spending the same as I would have? I mean,
yeah, it'd be more a project of just trying to find the other ones, you know. Or might be relevant, but people type in crazy stuff, and sometimes things get, like, different traffic, you know. But we notice usually if it goes over, like, 200 and it's still relevant to your industry, we'll throw it on the qualified keyword list, and then we'll run it by you. You know, you might just run with two. I have guys that only do, like, 7. I have guys that only do, like, 4. And sometimes it's better that way. That way, you know, every single call comes in, they had to be in your area, type that in specifically in order to even call you, and, you know, that way you're not dealing with any BS.
Right. I don't do anything but snuff grinding. I don't cut trees down. I don't trim bushes. I don't rip bushes out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you don't do any kind
I'm
of clearing,
no
clearing, no excavation or anything like that?
Nope.
Hmm.
I won't even pet your dog.
That's funny. No. I mean, it wouldn't be very hard for us to get it all rolling. It's, you know, the service isn't based off how many keywords. We always say try to maximize your return by listing yourself for as many possible services, you know. But also there are benefits to limiting it. You know, that makes sure everything is specifically qualified for what you do. Obviously, you won't be getting any kind of tree service calls if we're only listing you under the stump grinding category or keyword.
And that's still the same price if we're only doing a handful? Because
yeah.
You said 15 keywords for the same price?
Yeah, you can do up to 15 keywords.
And then how many other, you know, do you do other tree companies or?
Well, right now we have availability for a Google Places listing, but there are other tree services out there. But if you're soliciting that spot, then we're at our max capacity. We can't go working with anybody else unless one of you guys like discontinues or relocates to another area, something like that.
What puts you guys at max capacity?
Well, if you do a search on the first page, there's only three guys that show up as the top recommended options next to the Google Places category, and those
they're
are usually
all three
the
companies.
Yeah, and those are usually the guys that are working with a Google partner like us. So they got a call like this one day, and then they said that they wanted to have stump grinding as their keyword, and that's why they're there for stump grinding, but they also show for, like, tree services, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So you're in that category. You're in the tree services category, but we're not going to list you for everything that has to do with tree services because then I'd be wasting your time, right? So we customize the campaign for you.
And would it be easier for you guys to get it listed that way, or?
No, it's just they have them in categories, you know? Like, they have different, everybody's in a different category. Like, there's a general contractor category, but sometimes those guys, like, I only do basement remodel. Or I only do, like, bathroom and kitchen remodel, you know? So it's like, okay, we're not going to list you for build and addition and all this other stuff that falls under that general contractor category. It's just your category,
and
you know?
What do you guys do that I can't do myself?
Well, the algorithm updates, you know? I mean, you have to have Google certification and literally be working for a Google partner. Like, if I left my job, I wouldn't even have access to it, regardless of all the stuff that I've learned here. The algorithm updates are pretty essential. I mean, I'd probably be able to get myself up there for a certain amount of time, but in Southern California, regardless of what industry I'm in, eventually somebody else will end up partnering up with that partner and taking my spot.
Right.
Yeah. Google did it like that for a reason. You know, a lot of people were just doing SEO like back in like 2012, and you could just do back-end marketing in-house and you can get up there, but you know, those SEO companies were making a bunch of money and Google wasn't, and it's Google's product. So then they started, you know, developing the partner program where it's like, if you're not a Google partner, then you can't even say that you're going to put them on the first page, or we're going to come after you and all this other stuff. We were like forced into becoming a Google partner. When I first started working here, we weren't even a Google partner. We were just a regular SEO company. And then in 2017, we became a premier Google partner.
Okay. So you guys do like the 360, because like I remember I did like a 360 pics, like a view of my business and all that kind of stuff. Is that similar to the Google, like on the Google Places?
They'll send that out if you request it. A lot of times when you're in a service-based industry, you're going to the client, they're not coming to you, so you actually don't want to have any kind of turn-by-turn directions or address displayed. You just want them to call you and you go out to them usually. So it's really case-by-case on the industry and the business owner's preferences. But that's done with Google.
I don't want that. I'm a service-based business, so I don't need.
I know. Yeah. Service-based businesses are actually the ones who do the best for this type of marketing and advertising. For service-based businesses, Google Ads and Google Places have been the most profitable way to market your business for like the last 10 years. This is like the number one way to generate new clients. Most of your clients are going to be like, you know, they didn't even know they needed a stump grinder till after something happened, and then they're like, oh, crap, okay, so I got to call one of these guys, and then they just Google it, you know?
Right. Hold on a second. Those or Spanhead.
And you don't currently have any Facebook page?
I do.
Business Facebook page, I should say.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
My wife does all that.
Okay, so she'd be able to give us access to it. She knows how to log in and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my kids just picked my kids up.
I got to do that actually today, unfortunately. I got two boys.
Would you like a firework? She looks good. Would you like a firework? Dad?
Hold on, Kenny.
Would you like a firework, Tago?
Yeah, I only got. Hold on, Kenny.
Where are the phones at? Hang on.
Just $6. Hold on, Jack.
Take your time, brother.
Is that the best price you could do?
Yeah, so if you go onto our website, the Platinum package that has the Facebook ads, it's actually advertised at $4.99. So I got your pricing down to 50%.
Hold on, Leah.
But you still get all the bells and whistles.
Good. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on, buddy.
Yeah, you're good.
That's fine. Yeah, I was giving her some gas money. Got her across some gas in her tank. Then thank you! Is it cold?
Kind of.
I'll wait till later, buddy. Sorry.
So much.
What's happening, bud? So this is the Platinum package. Is it ever going to change? Is it set?
No, it's set. So the $249, you're locked in. It would stay $249 as long as you're with us. It's not just like a promotional one-month thing.
Uh-huh.
So as long as you choose to remain with us month by month, it'll reoccur at $249 on the 11th day.
Okay. And then, so like, what are you guys are just running an algorithm, and because you're Google certified, yada, yada, yada,
yep,
you're able to get in there. But like, why does a company need to have you around? Like, you know what I mean?
I remember
back in the day, you didn't have to.
Did you ever? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Back in the day, you didn't have to what?
you didn't have to really worry about the SEO and the, you know, you do your SEO and you do your marketing, you know, and then you rent
and
when you got there.
And you could show up, yeah, and have good reviews and be relevant, yeah. Now it's different. It's like the guys that they get up there because Google's getting paid. Pretty much what it is. The Google partners, every account that I set up, Google gets a reoccurring pipeline of revenue for that $149, right? So they're getting that. And then we're acting as the customer service department and actually hosting it. You know, our checks come from them, but we're establishing all their client base as far as like reoccurring pipelines of revenue. So like I can help you out. It's not going to negatively affect me if I give you the $249 pricing structure. But what they're aiming for, if I'm going to do something like that, is like, hey, is this somebody you think will end up retaining for at least 6 months to where it's actually going to make sense for us to do something like that, you know? And so then I want
to
look.
So essentially Google's paying you to service their accounts.
Yeah, like 85% of Google's income comes from people who market and advertise. And whether they get called by us and get a Google Places placement or they go try ads themselves and decide that, you know, it's too much and or they just don't know what they're doing and they'd rather have a Google partner host it. And at some point, they usually just end up working with a Google partner. It's more cost efficient. It's less time consuming. It allows you guys to just focus on answering the phone, generating good reviews in the job that's in front of you, not sticking your finger in that grinder.
Yeah. Well, how many calls am I looking at generating this way? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they don't want us to like guarantee you that you're going to get a certain amount of customers, but they do have like, I can pull the data here, for Stump Grinding. Give me 1 second. They have that Google Analytics system. So I could see how many like searches are being done.
And is it going to help my website or is it not going to help? Or is it just going to help my Google listing and my business page?
No. So we actually offer a custom website design. I was looking at your site, and it's not bad, but yeah, it's very simple. I mean, that army green's like obviously one of my favorite colors, but it's got only one photo on it, and then it's pretty simple. Like we do offer this custom website design that would help.
Yeah, I don't want to get into spending all that money. You know
it's not any extra charge.
So you're just gonna. It doesn't cost me anything?
No.
Because I built my website through GoDaddy.
Yeah, like you already own that domain. So you can get access to the domain and we can go in there and remodel it with these layouts that we have. It's actually pretty quick to do, but it would look a lot better than what... No offense.
No, I mean, hey, you know, it's...
I'm not, yeah,
like
I was like, let me rephrase this.
No, you're good, man. I mean, you got to understand the business and where I'm at. You know, we're in Northwest Florida. We're not in San Diego. I'm not competing with 100 other guys that have SEO companies. I'm literally, like, the guy. You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, 3 or 4 guys, but they don't even have business pages. They don't have listings or anything like that. They go and they hang signs on the posts around town.
They do it old school. Yeah.
So it's just these guys are six. You know, there's 2 other guys. They're retired old guys, and they don't give a rip. You know, when they get paid, they get paid. They just want to get, you know, like my wife just said, they just want their beer money, or they just want their fishing money, or
you know what I mean.
Like it's a weird industry in that sense. If that makes you know what I mean. Like I'm not really competing with other guys. Like once in a quarter, I'll go to a job and they'll be like, well, I got two other guys to come out. And I said, well, good luck getting them to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I can literally say that. Like, good luck getting, like, oh, well, he gave you a better price. Well, call me when he doesn't show up. You know what I mean?
So you asked me about the analytics for Stump Grinding. They said between Escambia County and Santa Rosa County in the last 30 days, there's been 1,863 searches. That's a lot.
Right.
I don't know if you cover that much ground. That's also a lot of ground to cover.
No,
but,
I don't cover that much ground. I go all the way into Baldwin County on occasion. So, I mean,
I wouldn't mind.
I just don't know if I'm going to use you, like, for a year. You know what I mean?
Well,
if I start getting overwhelmed with business, because I'm a one-man show.
Yeah.
You know
guys
I mean?
Stagger it out. They do that, though. That's the one downside to our business. Sometimes the guys, they come on and they do really well and they get booked out for a long period and then we kind of lose them for a while. So that does happen. We also have seasonal businesses too, like when you're in areas like, you know, we have accounts in Ohio, all over the U.S., but like Ohio, the weather gets like super snowy and all of a sudden they either shift their business to snow removal or they shut it down until the snow melts.
And then is that something where I call you back after I cancel for a couple months and then my business is off and then my spot's taken?
We would call you back once the listing became available again. You would be you'd get the first right of refusal on it. So, like, let's say if you suspended it, we would still try to find somebody to kind of fill it while you're suspended it, so to speak. But if that guy holds on to it, there is a possibility that you
can. And then who's limiting you guys to how many customers you can have? Why can't you have as many customers as you want?
There's only so many spots on the first page, so Google does that. It's better that way, because if you just have, like, 100 of you guys on the first page, then it's not going to be very profitable to have those spots. People wouldn't do it, you know.
Because it used to be based on SEO, right? Now it's based on Google getting their money and putting you on the first page.
Exactly. They monetize the system. That's where all their income comes from. It's basically this, and then Google owns YouTube, so people always wonder, like, how do these YouTubers get paid? It's actually, like, business owners pay to market themselves on Google. Google gets all this money, owns YouTube, and then they invest a lot of the money into developing YouTube, YouTube TV, Google Glasses. They own Android phones. They own, you know, et cetera. Google Pixel phones.
Yeah.
But this
and then
is
it
going
to help me with my maps and all that stuff? Like when people go under maps and they touch stump grinders?
So you're in a service-based industry. We're not really trying to have you like showing on the map realistically. We don't want people coming
to
you.
And that's the weird thing. That was what I was going to ask you since you're working with Google.
Yeah.
It shows me in J, Florida, when I go on my maps and I type in Victory Stump Grind and it comes up as J, Florida. I'm in Cantonment. I'm nowhere near J.
Yeah, that's weird. But if you requested to have your address hidden, it might do something like that where it has you in the vicinity. Usually what it does is it, like, takes the pin and puts it out in the nearest cross street. So that way they don't have, like, exact specifications. And then the further they try to zoom in, it just gets kind of blurry.
But if it got me out in the middle of nowhere and it's, like, weird to me because, like, I don't want to put my home address on there.
Yeah, no, you're not going to. We hide the address. We even recommend it, like a point of sale. That's why I'm telling you. I'm like, if you're in a service-based industry and clients aren't actually coming to you, like you don't have a brick and mortar, I always recommend that you hide it.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys would do all that to optimize all that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just part of hosting your Google business profile. That's like a very minuscule thing that we do compared to the grand scheme of it all. And then, obviously, there's a popular directory submission, too. So, like, not only have Google and Facebook that we're running the Facebook ads in, but you're on the first page of Bing, too. It makes up only, like, 8% of total searches, but they use the guys that are on the first page of Google to make their references. And then there's 60 trusted directories that you get submitted to, too, if you want to opt into those. I know you already have, like, Yelp, for example, so we're not going to duplicate your Yelp or anything that you have currently.
I don't know if I have a Yelp.
You do.
Yelp's
yeah.
not even. Oh, I do. I didn't even
yeah.
know it was a thing.
You're not doing any paid advertisement, but you have the directory submission, so you can find yourself in there. But we list you on about 60 total directories. So there's like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You could get customers from that, but I wouldn't like promise you. You know, if I had a gamble on my kids, you know what I mean? I would say no. But it is just another avenue. You know what I mean? And it's making sure that you have all your bases covered without subjecting yourself to any kind of, like, additional lead fees, click fees, or call fees each month. You know, at least if somebody's
and then
out
if
there,
I sign up,
to, they're finding you.
How do I know what kind of, you know, like, I used to pay a lot of money for marketing every month
mm-hmm.
when I had my business in San Diego, and I ranked number one in the world, and I had to tone it back and be like, look, man, I want to rank number one in San Diego, and then, you know, I've had to tone that back. So, obviously, things...
Yeah, San Diego is a lot more difficult. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and then when you start, you know, like, I paid a lot of money, you know. And
yeah,
and
it's expensive. California is really competitive with everything, especially the closer you are to the beach, the more pricey it's going to get.
So, let's say, how do I know if I'm getting the calls from Facebook versus Google?
Like, yeah.
Why would I spend the extra money? You know what I mean?
Great question, Joseph. So every one of our clients has the Google Analytics tracking system. It's called an account local splash app or account dashboard access, they call it. But yeah, it comes in the form of an app. We send you the UN and password. There's a YouTube video. It's like 7 minutes long, shows you how to use it. But it differentiates everything. So you can actually track your results specifically from Facebook. You could see your Google advertising. It'll actually even have recordings of the calls. Like if they're on a mobile device and they click to call you, it records it. So you can actually go in there and hear the sale, like top to bottom. And that's a good way to get a guesstimate on like what you're making off of it each month. You know, you could tangibly prove like what clients were bringing in for you. And then,
It records the phone call?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a full recording on there of like the sales pitch from top to bottom. But it has to be somebody who used the click to call feature. So they have to be like on a mobile device, like an iPhone or Android, search Stump Grinding, and then hit the phone icon on your listing there in Google Places, and that'll trigger a recording of that tracking system. So you'll actually be able to hear that conversation, and you'll know that it's...
So is that like when it'll say, wait, what, you know, this call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes?
No, it actually doesn't say any of that unless you get the Google Voice number, which is something we could give you for free if you wanted to have a separate number. But I always most of my clients just have their own phone. It just goes straight to you as a live call. It doesn't even tell them that.
And it records it?
You're allowed to. You're a business owner. It's a business conversation. It's actually recommended that you do that for your own protection.
I thought you had to disclose when you're recording somebody.
It is if it's like person to person and you're recording them, it's different when you're a business owner. So even though I know you probably feel like it's just person to person when you're talking to people, it's business related.
Yeah, I mean, because I use it as a personal cell phone number too, so.
Right, but we're verifying that this is a business call because their only calls that are being recorded are people who have found you on Google for Stump Grinding and then clicked and called you. So that's a business call.
From them.
Yeah, it's right. Not somebody just dialing your number, calling you, and there's a recording in there. You won't see that in your tracking.
And that's a direct lead.
Yeah, exactly. It's a direct live lead. So that is a business conversation. It's verified as a business conversation before it comes through. So you don't have to disclose it. The Google Voice number is a press 1 dialer system. So it'll tell you the call is recorded, and then it tells you to press 1 to be connected to an operator, and they have to press that before it rings through to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll have a whole different number.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily. Oh, I get. Yeah, it's a whole other number. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I only recommend that. Yeah, exactly. I only recommend that if you're trying to like differentiate the two. Like, if you're like, hey, I get a bunch of personal calls or spam calls, and I've been thinking about getting a whole other phone number as like a business line. I'm going, hey, man, save yourself that $60-$70 a month on the phone bill. We'll just put a Google Voice number, still forward over to your same number, but it'll look like you have two different phone numbers from your back end.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I mean,
yeah,
we don't
a lot of guys.
Sometimes
guys grow to hate it. Yeah, sometimes guys grow to hate those tracking numbers. Though they just rather have people just call them directly without the mess.
I prefer it that way. It's easier.
Yeah, especially you get one of those old timers on there.
Know who's calling me.
Yeah. It's better though. You get those old timers on there and like press 1. What are you talking about? I already dialed the number and they just hang up.
Right.
I've heard those calls before. It's funny. But, yeah, to answer your question in the short version, there is a full in-depth tracking system that gives you a breakdown on what you're getting from each platform that we have you submitted, how you're listed. If you want to make changes, you can request changes, monitor your billing, and you have those recordings in there.
And now what separates you from the 10 other guys that call me every week and offer me the same services?
Premier partner status, you know? That's the main thing. Here, let me show you. Google.com/partners.
You know what I mean? Because I get like 10 calls a week, and they're all spam calls, and they're on.
No, yeah, you want to make sure that you're actually like verifying. So you don't want to just like if you're talking to just.
I mean, that you speak English and I can understand you is a big deal.
It sounded like they're from somewhere else, India.
All the time.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
You know, but at the same time, I get calls from guys like you all the time. Oh, yeah, we had an opening, and it just opened up, and it's $199 a month, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, I'm like...
No, that's real.
How many listings...
That is real. Their local listing, like without Facebook ads, like I told you, I can do it at $199. So those are probably actual partners, but some of them have like automation, and because they don't want to like actually pay to have us here, they want to AI the crap out of it. And then there's other ones that, you know, like us, we've been around since 2004. You know, I've already been here all this time. Hold on
1 second. Right. So is it your business, or do you work for the?
Oh, I work for the company. Good friends with the CEO, but I work for the company. I kind of manage a lot of, like, the sales department. So, like, the rep you were speaking with in the beginning, Tara, she's, like, one of 40 reps that I manage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hold on,
I'm trying to get this. You've been doing this for how long?
I interned for, like, 6 months, so that's not actually my hired date. But it was 2012, and then I got hired on in 2013.
And then do you guys have 40 other guys that you manage that are going to put me in the system, or are you going to put me in the system?
Oh, well, I'll put you in the system, but our company has 350 people total. So, like, there's a specific specialist. He has Meta Partnership and Meta Certification. There's actually four of them in there, but he, like, heads that department. They're the ones who go handle your Facebook ads. We have one guy that specializes and communicates with Yelp, another guy for the Yellow Pages, tons of guys that are Google certified. Almost everybody in here has to have Google certification, except for a couple people in our customer service department.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not the only person, but I would be like your direct
contact. But you're more on the sales side of keeping the contracts full.
Yeah, I'm the human interaction, client fulfillment side of it. They're like, I tend to side with you guys and like kind of get down to what's really the problem and solving the problem for you guys rather than being on the back end. It's just, it's numbers, letters, websites, paperwork.
Yeah, and then,
digital.
I mean, and then my I'm other question is what made you guys call me versus the other guys?
We don't even create the qualified candidates list. There's other companies that have the same qualified candidates list we have. That's probably why you get so many calls, is you're on the qualified candidates list, but we don't create that. Google creates that. So they'll pull, like, the industry area where we have an opening, and then they pull all the guys that they feel qualify, whether it be, like, tree services or, you know, whatever the case may be, and then they throw it on this list, and they send it out to us to fill the spot. And then that's what
so
I manage. So
you
like, there's a call center of them. Yeah, like, I have a big map. I have a big map when I walk in the office, right? And it has, like, little red, orange, yellow dots all over the U.S. And then if I tap on it, it's a little touch screen. If I tap on it, it'll tell me, like, okay, if it's red, like, we need to fill this one immediately. So I try to knock out all the red ones. But it might be, like, a listing in Georgia. Okay, there's no plumber here for this area. You know, influx of calls, no plumber there. This guy said he's relocating. We have an opening now. Okay, so then I'll get the list. They'll have a whole list of the eligible candidates, and I pump it into a Vici dial. You know what that is? Like a dialer for like a call center?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just goes in. It auto dials you, and that's then you get connected to one of my reps, and then my reps will pre-screen you from there, try to make sure it's still a good fit, explain the opportunity to you, and then if it gets down to like talking about money, then they'll go, okay, you know, send it over to John.
Okay.
Yep. So they don't actually run transactions. Like, you know what I mean? Our CEO is kind of smart about that. He only has a couple people that actually, like, run the transactions and set it up. And, you know, he knows where I live. He knows
well, it kids. Makes it more secure for guys like me that don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We use VeriSign, though, too. So it's like, I mean, it's just as safe as if you bought something off Amazon or eBay.
I mean,
you're good.
So for $249, I'm getting $100 worth of Facebook ads?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's not coming out of my account, it's coming out of your account.
Exactly. We incur the cost of it. So that way you stay within your budget. So the $249, like I told you, that's it. You get a one-time payment per month. There's no extra charges.
And then how do I guarantee that I'm getting, how do you prove to me that you spent $100 on Facebook ads?
It's in your tracking
system.
There's a Facebook ads section in your tracking system. There's a tab. It gives you a full breakdown of it. Also, you're going to be getting these calls from people, you know? You could just be like, hey, how did you find me?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I still, even organically, I just get, I saw you on Google, or oh, I saw you on Facebook, or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. It's still possible. It's just we're making it so there's a lot less digging to do, and then you get, like, as a top recommended option to them. We also do an advanced verification.
Do I get a special check mark or a star or anything
yes.
on Facebook?
That's what I was
Google?
Saying. Well, both of them. That's what I was about, literally talking about. If you have an advanced verification, I could send you the form, too. Here, give me 1 second. What's your email?
VictoryStumpGrinding@gmail.com.
Okay. Probably could have found that on the site, but or assumed, but thank you. StumpGrinding@gmail.com. Yeah, so they have this form, while we're on the topic, that you're going to have to fill out, and it's going to ask you, like, for any required licensing, insurance, if it's required by your state, right? It says tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business card, business registration, invoice, photo of the workplace. Google does advanced verifications now, so... You will get a shield and a check mark. It lets them know, you know, you're legit, it's a safe bet. We've done all the background screening on this guy. You can hire him, have peace of mind. Right. It's almost like registering
okay.
a gun. You know, we know you're not going to do anything bad with the gun because they could trace you.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So, like, so you guys help me do that, or you like, say, hey, look, we got to do this. Is this
no, we do it.
Making sure that works acceptable.
Yeah, go to your text messages. It should have came through. I sent to your email, but it should auto forward to your text there too.
I don't know if
it's text. Oh yeah, it says it's sent. It's just taking a second. But there's a link
oh, yeah,
in there. Yep. So you fill this out, and there's like links to upload the photo for each thing it's asking for, and then at the bottom when it gets submitted to Google when you hit submit at the end, and then if there's a problem with it, we literally hop on the line with them, call you, and we verify it as a three-way call over the phone. So, it
okay.
will be done. Yeah. So, you'll be advanced verified. It's not just a regular, like, PIN verification. I mean, we make sure you have that, too, but those tend to stay valid for a while as long as you haven't moved or relocated.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, and they do have you in Cantonment in 32533, so I don't know why
right.
your current Google business profile says that, but what Google has on the back end here on your account for the qualified candidates list they sent us, it's Cantonment.
Right, which is weird then. I don't know why I come up
this
and
needs to be updated. Name, address, and phone number cleanups are the first thing we do on every account. Make sure it all matches up and it's legit. Anything old or outdated on any of the directories that we're hosting for you are online that has to do with your business gets updated. That's why you want to have somebody
and then,
hosting it, you know? That's why people hire marketing.
Yeah, yeah, and then as far as the website optimization, are you doing SEO and stuff like that on the website? Just kind of
no,
on that end
no.
for signing that, up? Or
it's outdated.
You said something about like...
Yeah, that's outdated. We don't have to do anything to the website. We can put you on the first page with no website at all, you know? The website's just a link, you know? The backlinking, meta-tagging, all that stuff that we used to do, it's just that's outdated SEO, bud. But if you go to your text, I sent you an example of like the layout for the My Site. That's a demo one, so that one's like super simple, but it gives you a general idea of like the initial layout. It's fully customizable, so unlimited amount of pages. You can put videos, unlimited amount of photos there, the portfolio, contact us profile. We could set it up to accept payments if you have like PayPal or QuickBooks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily need all that. I just, you know.
I mean, it's no extra charge.
I didn't know
you might as well make yourself as legit as possible. And get the bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already more legit than all the other guys.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's all we want to do is just further legitimize it so people are like, okay, I got no doubts that, like, this is solid. I can call
the only thing that I do not allow that I couldn't stand, and I used to use Angie's leads, and the
oh,
only
God.
Thing that I couldn't stand that they would do is they would freaking book a customer and have it scheduled through their website. And I was like, no, I schedule my customers. Like,
yeah, but they do that for a reason because then they can gather their information. And if you don't respond, they resell the leads. I hate that company. Those guys, so crooked. I had a guy who was like 75 and they didn't even tell him that they texted him the leads. And he owns a roofing company. So the leads are like almost $200 a pop. They were trying because he only wants like large roof jobs. And this guy racked up like $3,000 in lead fees in like a week. like 2 weeks. And the old guy's like, I didn't know they were, I thought I was going to get phone calls. I haven't got any phone calls from them. So I'm like walking them through it. And then, yeah. So then I even helped them, like we called them up. I found all these FTC articles of like, they got sued for like $7.5 million. I could send it to you. I don't, wow. I'm not a fan.
No, yeah. I don't deal with them anymore. And I didn't have that issue with them because I was pretty firm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was an old guy, but still, the fact that you don't
trying you guys out and giving you guys a shot, and you know, really all I got to do is I got to verify who you guys are and you are that you say who you say you are and all
yeah.
that. And,
yeah, yeah. Here, give me 1 second. I pulled that up, and then I haven't sent you the link yet. So,
you get the gate for me, bud.
Yeah. Getting all the stuff though.
Oh, ready to get on them games.
You got a little man playing Call of Duty already?
Man, he's a master. What is
Apex Legends?
I had to cut my phone off. He kept dropping F-bombs, and he's only 8.
That's not good. My kids would have been... No, they ain't doing that. They don't talk to strangers either.
Or he screams, they're cheating, they're cheating, they're cheating. I'm like, dude, just get it. Just put it down.
Ours is... They're double teaming me. They're double teaming me.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing this right now. Like,
and the neighbors are just like, what the hell?
Yeah. And then you hear, I knocked one. He's down. Yo, dude, what's going on in here, man? Like, chill out. Take your headphones off.
Yeah. Gave it a rest. One F-bomb, and I'm like, that's it. I'll walk in there and shut it off right when he's in the middle of it. I don't even care. Just hit the power button. Boop.
Yeah, just rip the cord right out the wall, like, game over.
Yeah. No, I got him that PS5, so it's like, I try to be careful with it. It cost me a good penny when it first came out, and I waited a long time just to get it to him.
They both bought their own, but I'll rip the cord right out the wall.
Yeah, well, that's different. Well, it's my money. I'm like, I'm not buying you another one, so I'm going to treat this nicely, but we're done today. All right, so I sent you a couple of links here. One of them is just like the link to our company reviews, like our general reviews. There's 842 or 841 on there, 4.2. If you go to BirdEye, there's 939, and featured customers from active clients, there's 1,255. Those ones are ranking 4.8 out of 5, 4.4 to 5, and 4.2 out of 5. And then the Google Partner badge and credentials is the other one on the partners directory. So that's google.com/partners to show that we're Google certified. And it'll have our company on there and certifications, and then you can see all our specializations.
And your contact information?
Yeah, I can send you my direct contact, actually. We have 24/7 customer service as well. But let me get you my direct number and extension.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you send all that to me, and then do I have to pay now, or would I pay after we do the interview thing?
No, I would secure it now, take it off the board, that way it's yours, and then we'll circle back on Monday at a set time to do the client interview. So I'll call you first, and I'll actually introduce you to the Google Certified Client Interview Technician.
Well, hold on 1 second. Let me, I'm going to put you on hold for 30 seconds to talk to my
wife
for a second.
Okay.